Righto, to Paul Joyce we go. Morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Andrew. And it is a good morning, isn't it? The rain stayed away and we look as though we're going to kick off on a good four, which is a surprise to everybody, but it's a lovely surprise.
Yeah, look, it's a good four and there's a lot of blue sky, Paul. So, you know, any thought of those showers about 2.5 hours ago, that looks to be gone. But anyway, we'll monitor the situation. Glenn Munsey's here in the van as well, doing Hurl's job this morning. Morning to you, Glenn, again.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Joycey. Mate, have you had to shuffle much around?
Not really. I was always fairly optimistic anyway, because I knew they hadn't watered the track and the forecast was so open-ended. There was a chance of only 6 mils. There was a chance of 30 or 40 mils. So I sort of leant towards the optimistic side, and so far, so good.
You're that sort of bloke, though. You're always looking at clear skies rather than cloudy ones. It's just your makeup.
It is. Yeah, the glass is half full, that's for sure, Andrew.
Hopefully today it's
overflowing by the last.
All right.
Half full of a wingman, 3.5, Andrew.
Oh, more live reads. Righto, the first race at Randwick doesn't occur till 10 past 1. Members' gates, 11.30. General admission, 11.45.
Righto, let's go down the book here. Taggerson remains steady at 10. Texas Storm, 8 to 8.50. Black Wand, 4.60 to 4.80. Emanuela steady at 5. JT's the Fox, unchanged at 10. Down to number 7, Gotta Want It, steady at 6. Weather Channel was 10 into 8, although I think you'll find it was 8 when we read it out, but we did bet 10 very early. Embezzlement, 34 to 41. Gunga Din, 18 into 13. But I Know, 6.50 out to 7. And Burnham has been 51 out to 61. Most popular runner today, very little separating Emanuela and Black Wand in front of Gotta Want It and But I Know so far.
Yeah, speed in the highway looks genuine. I think Gotta Want It definitely presses forward from a whitish draw. Embezzlement will be right up there. And Burnham, the other galloper I've got going forward, I think Texas Storm probably sits fourth with a good trail. I'm tipping 3.712. I'm pretty keen on Black Wand in this highway. I just think he's a little bit better than highway grade. Last preparation, he really put it all together. He won a highway before he went out for a break, and he was pretty good beating Perfect Rhyme and Stratum's Rose that day. And that race has thrown a couple of winners. He's had a freshen up, a trial at Randwick. I loved the trial. He ran fourth behind Quackerjack. Dance was third in the trial, and she was pushed along. So I thought he went super. Barrier one, Tim Clark. I like him here to beat the 7, Gotta Want It. She's taking a big step up in grade, but 5 starts, 3 wins, 1 second. Pretty good form, pretty good strike rate, and 3 kilos off for Josh Richards. She gets in very light here. Number 1, My Taggo Son. Well, he's just a miler. 6 starts at the mile for 5 Quinella finishes, and he handles all sorts of ground. So even though he hasn't won for a long time, he's had a long time off in the paddock, and he's 4th up today. So I think we keep him very safe. And the 2, Texas Storm. The query's jumping from 1,200 straight to a mile, but he's certainly racing as though he will eat up the 1,600. 3, 7, 1, and 2 in the first.
Race number 2, the Harold's Handicap, a benchmark 88 race, and obviously with a lot of scratchings here now, it was sort of like a fresh market this morning.
Yeah, fresh market. And Paul, what about these bonus bet offers today? If you're in venue, say if not at home, but if you're at a tab or a pub or a club or here at the races and you activate your in-venue mode, here at Randwick and also at Caulfield on every race, if you're betting fixed odds, your first bet in the race with your tab account, your horse runs 2nd, 3rd, 4th, or 5th, you qualify for a bonus bet of up to $50. And here's a race that's got 7 runners. If that's not a race to play in, well, I don't know what is.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. That's a great deal. And obviously, all races today, if you're getting that sort of consolation prize, you've just got to use it. You're mad if you don't.
Particularly if you're in a venue.
That's you've got to activate the venue mode on your tab app. So tabs, pubs, clubs, and here on track at Randwick. So let's look at the market here. Milkman's gone 4.60 into 4.20. Aliferous steady 7.50. High Opinion 10 into 9. Down to Sayed to be ridden further forward here. 41 to 51. Lord Gododden 9.50 to 10. Re-edit 5 out to 7. And Master of Wine favourite, clearly best backed, 220 into 210. Really, really solid, this bottom one here. And Duff's best bet of the day, Master of Wine.
Gets a lovely run on my map here. I think Milkman probably leads them up. The note coming through that Sayed had been ridden forward with the blinkers first time. Well, I had him either first or second anyway, so that doesn't change there. But what it does is puts Master of Wine basically third with the gun run in the perfect trailing spot. And he's also got the blinkers going on. So he gets the run of the race with the lightweight. I've put him for second pick. I've gone five on top, 5, 12, 4, 6. I just think Olyphorus is better value at 750. I think you can back her each way all day. And if she happened to upset the favourite, it'd be a good result. She's third up off a spell. She went around in the Queensland Oaks. She was unlucky there finishing fifth. Then she placed in the Queensland Derby. So she's up to the right distance now. If some rain happens to fall, it won't worry her, but she's also just as capable on a good four. And she should get a lovely run just in behind them somewhere. So Olyphorus each way to beat the 12 Master of Wine. He actually beat Olyphorus home last start in that race at Randwick behind Juna Powell. So he's got that recent runs on the board and blinkers on, lightweight, lovely run. I'm not knocking him at all. $2.10 favourite sounds about right. Milkman number four. Very good trial between runs. Wasn't far off Master of Wine when they clashed last start, so you could certainly make some case for him today. And the six High Opinion brings a different form line into the race, which you've always got to respect. Obviously, coming through the Wyong Cup, he was very good there and wasn't far off them in the Dr. Drill race last start, where Rapido Shaparo ran second. And, of course, he franked that form yesterday. So that could be a different form line that really holds up. 5, 12, 4 and 6.
To race number three we go, benchmark 88 race over the 1,400.
We start with Ranier here, $8 unchanged. Quackerjack, as much as 480, was 460 when we actually got to this race, but it's now a $4 chance and is the new favourite. Asterius, steady at 11. Grey Worm was 4 into 390, out to 420 now. You Make Me Smile, 10 out to 11. Star Reflection, 13 into 12. Aqua Divina, 21 to 23. House of Cartier, 31 out to 41. Thy Kingdom Come is 11, 12, now 13. Shawnee, 7 into 650. Amangiri's out. And Superstar Bob went 13 into 12, back to 13. Since this morning, Quackerjack easily the best supported runner here over Grey Worm and then Shawnee. And you interviewed Mark Newnham already, earlier today, Andrew.
Yeah, we interviewed him. And look, I think the reaction was if we were going to get rain. He's certainly very pleased with that last trial, Paul. But I think there was a build-up thinking, gee, if it gets wet, this horse is right in it.
Yeah, I think his stats would say he's definitely got a bigger advantage on a soft-ish or to heavy track. But obviously, he's still just as capable on top of the ground. But so are most of his opposition. That's the big difference. So speed-wise here, we've got Quackerjack definitely pressing forward with You Make Me Smile. And then punching through will be Grey Worm. I think Grey Worm will box seat. And Thy Kingdom Come always puts himself up there somewhere. I'm going 4-2-1-6. I just thought Grey Worm, with that box seat run, his consistency, 9 starts, 4 wins, 4 placings. His last start third at Randwick behind Sweet Scandal and Improvement. Well, they've obviously both shipped down to Melbourne for bigger things. And you know, I think he runs really well here and he'll fight out the finish. But I was also a big fan of Quackerjack, the two. He loves Randwick. He loves the trip. He's very good fresh. Trialled brilliantly, as you mentioned. And he has this outstanding record when Josh Parr jumps aboard. So he'll run you a big race, I would expect. Number one, Ranier. Maybe he's the big beneficiary of the rain holding off. He seems to go a lot better on top of the ground. And he was dominant winning last start in the benchmark 88. He's only up 1.5 kilos. So with a bit of speed on paper, he looks well placed. And I'll put the 6 in Star Reflection. If you are playing the trifectas or first four, she just seems to have the best record at the 1400, and off a soft gate with Nash aboard, I think she's one that's definitely slipped through the cracks there. So 4-2-1 and 6 in the third.
4-2-1 and 6 there. Now we get to the stakes races, and Paul, you'll be on air after each of these races, 4 through 8. With immediate analysis on each of these races, and so much interest, particularly around the Spring Champion and the Silver Eagle. But the Stan Fox isn't too bad either.
Yeah, once again, you know, second through to fifth money, up to $50 bonus bets here. He's a field of 9 with, two horses hard in the market and only one other runner in single figures. We start with Batiga here. We bet as much as 250. It was 225 when we did the preview. Remains at that quote now. Famous is a $10 chance. Brandenburg, just a twist in. 8.50 to 8 since we did that race. Fasano steady 13. Cockmatch has gone 14 to 13. Collada 16 out to 17 after it was as short as 13. Rockamore 15, 17, now 18. Elvezio just got a 34 out to 51 back into 41. And Kuirup 3.50 out to 3.70. Well, as the favourite firms, the bottom one, the second pick gets out. It's one-way traffic here, Batiga.
Yeah, I think the pace could be quite fast here, maybe faster than some others have mapped it. I think Collada really likes to get along in front. The Cockmatch likes to lead. Then you look at a horse like Rockamore, who's drawn out, and I think he has to press forward. And even Elvisio, who's right up in grade here, might as well make a shot for the lead because I think that gives them the best chance. So I think there could be some really good speed on here, and that'll suit probably the favoured runners. I've gone 1, 3, 9, and 7. It'll certainly suit Bottega. He'll sit back off what looks to be a genuine pace. We've seen the powerful finish he's produced at both wins to date. And he's still green, he's still raw, he's still got upside. And he's really got to drop off, I think, to even face any genuine opposition here. I think he's just got them covered by that much. So he should be winning. Number 3, Brandenburg, the horse he towed up 3 starts ago at Newcastle. Well, all he's done since Frank the Form, second to the very smart Hooray Henry, and then dominant at Randwick on the Kenzo last up, beating Cockmatch after sort of just sitting back and wide. So I think they're the 2, the 1, and the 3. How to line up Cooey Rupp? It's pretty tough to line up this filly from Victoria. She's won a Group 3 race, only her second start, so that would sort of stamp her as potential winning this race. But she's come back this prep, 2 decent efforts. She hasn't had a lot of luck, particularly last start at Caulfield off the wide barrier. So we just keep her safe. There's been no push yet in the betting for her. And number 7, Rockamore, I'm throwing him in for 4th. You could throw a few of these in as your 4th pick, but I think this bloke's pretty tough. And it was a big win there on a heavy track first up. So it's 1, 3, 9, and 7 for me.
The next of the stakes races is the Polytrack Roman Consul. Again, a small field here, but, well, Microphone is one. What's the market doing around this horse?
Right now, Andrew, Microphone, 220 out to 240 today. Mm. Cosmic Force, 230 to 250, back into 240. So it's 240 each of 2 now. Punters are going to decide the story here, but if you look at weight of money at the moment, double Cosmic Force today than Microphone. Microphone slightly more than Cosmic Force. So a swing back towards Cosmic Force this morning in the race here. Accession, 10 out to 11. Standout, 6 to 650. A True Detective, 11. Got to as much as 14. Back to 11. Human Nature, 23 out to 34. And Dirty Work is a $41 chance. As I said, basically double the money on Cosmic Force today than Microphone.
Yeah, I think Microphone rolls forward here under Nash. I can see him leading or sitting outside a horse like Dirty Work, who might punch through and try and lead. Cosmic Force, I'm not sure what they'll do there. He can get a bit keen, and I don't know if they want to sort of fire him out early, but they may have to from the wide gate if they want to keep Microphone in check. So it'll be an interesting tactical race, and obviously a great race with your bonus bets money back, playing the 5th in venue, because there's only 7 runners and a couple of them are big odds. I've gone 1, 2, 4, 3, Microphone on top. Like he's worked between races on Monday, more so than his first trial. He looked terrific working between races. He's 2 from 2 here at Randwick. Obviously, his 2-year-old form is superior to just about any other 2-year-old. So as long as he's come back better than when he went out, he should win this, I think, first up, and I'm confident he will. I think number 2, Cosmic Force, he's been just put in the sin bin a touch from me because I was all over him first up off his trials, and I thought he should have beaten Standout. James McDonald gave him the perfect run. He was there to strike on the turn, and Standout beat him fair and square. So he's just got to redeem himself in my eyes, Cosmic Force, but he's certainly the big danger here today because he meets Standout better at the weights. 2.5 kilo swing at the weights for a neck defeat, and you'd think Cosmic Force would strip fitter. But maybe I'm selling Standout short. He, as I said, he won fair and square last start. And the 3 accession, Blinker's first time. Will that be enough to turn the tables? He's got a bit of ground to make up on Standout and Cosmic Force from when they last clashed. But Blinkers can do anything, as a general rule, up to about 3 lengths. So if they happen to do the maximum effect on him, he could probably turn the tables. Interesting one. 1, 2, 4, and 3.
If you're looking at a Gold Coast Racing today, they've had rain right through the morning up there. That track is now a heavy 8, and there are a heap of late scratchings coming into the system there. So check out your Tab app or your Tab website or Riser, the Racing Australia site. But Gold Coast getting rain this morning, which is fantastic. We're all screaming for it, but a number of late scratchings now for that card. Glenn wants to leave in 1 today, the Bentley Angst Stakes.
Yes, to pick up that Wingman beer, Andrew, and test the Wingman beer. And if you don't like it, you'll get your money back. But I'll guarantee you'll like it. Let's have a look at the market. market on the Bentley Yank Stakes here. Noir, this market's been all over the place this morning. Noir is now 360. So 360 to 370, came into 350 in the last 20 seconds, is back out to 360 and holds favouritism here. Natoya, as much as 420, got into as short as 350. So around about, it was 20 minutes ago, I think, or maybe half an hour ago, Noir and Natoya were 350 a pair. Natoya back out to 370. Delectation Girl, 16 out to 18, down to Organza, 9 into $8, all too soon, 21 to 23. So Taken was 8, got to 9.50, now 10. Amangiri was 3.90, got to 4, back to 3.90. Grand Bouquet, 26 to 34. Eugene's Pick, 26 to 31, back to 26. And Zaraya's been 23 to 26. Well, the top three picks here are clearly the standout top picks in the race. Natoya here is the favourite, is the most popular runner, I should say, over Amangiri and then Noir. Evidently not a Sky Sports Radio listener, that person there.
Why don't you just put your phone on silent?
I had it on silent, and I, for some reason I took it off.
Anyway, yeah. Paul, what about the pace and the angst?
Yeah, well, it looks like Amangiri should dictate terms, doesn't it? Obviously, with Dyslexic coming out, there's only the one leader on paper. And look, I can't really see anything else punching forward. Maybe Zaraya, maybe Eugene's Pick, but I'd be surprised if either of those really wanted the front, whereas Amangiri, I think, would really relish just rolling along in front, relaxing. And that's why I'm tipping her on top. I've gone 8, 2, 1, and 3. Now, you probably couldn't have her at the weight. She only rates a 76, and she's racing mares with races at 104, 98, and she's not getting much weight relief. So that's the risk. But the fact that I think she will control the tempo, dictate terms, the mile's perfect for her. And she tackled the boys first up in a very strong benchmark 88. So, look, I'm happy to gamble on her today, Amangiri. To beat the two, Natoya, obviously coming through an Epsom, finishing sixth, you'd think that form would win an angst. But she's on a seven-day backup. She doesn't win out of turn. So you've got those little niggling questions with her. Number one, Noir. It's just a map. Where does she get to? She's drawn out. She's a backmarker. But on class and weight, she should win. So if Nash can pull a rabbit out of the hat, I think she probably does win. And then I've got the three Delectation Girls just as a potential improver if she can find her best form getting out to the mile. But I'm happy to gamble on the 8, 2, 1, and 3.
And that, of course, is the first leg of the quaddy today with a projected pool of 750,000 on the last four races here at Randwick. Race 7's the Group 1 of the day, the Mowat and Chandon Spring Champion.
Yeah, and a battle at the top here, and great opportunity once again for those bonus bets. If you're not in venue, it'll be... it's only races 1 to 6, so this won't qualify if you're not in venue, but if you're in venue, each and every race. Not in venue, it's 2nd and 3rd. In venue, 2nd through to 5th. Castle Vecchio here, 380, just out to 390. We bet as much as $4 already today. Shadow Hero, 185 out to 190. Just Thinking, at 750. Quick Thinker, 6 out to 7. Rhaegar, 34 to 41. Dummy Run, steady at 101. Skyconic, 101 to 71. Then we've got Surmaze, 81. Persan, 31. Battenberg continues to firm, 41 out to 51, back to 41. And Red Rock's been 126 into 101. Shadow Hero, most popular runner, just a tick under three times the amount of money than that on Castle Vecchio. And third pick is Just Thinking.
I think Just Thinking should lead. Blinker's first time, that's his racing pattern. He rolls forward. Rhaegar, of course, was the surprise leader in the gloaming, and he'll probably go forward again, maybe not as keen, and maybe Let's Just Think and Go today. A Quick Thinker won't be far off them. And you've even got horses like Psyconic and, to a lesser extent, Battenberg, probably punching through. So yeah, I think a genuine tempo over the 2,000, which will suit these favourites. 2, 1, 4, and 3 for me. Shadow Hero clearly on top. I just think he's better than these. I think he's the superior three-year-old stayer at the moment in Australia, and he should prove it today. Obviously, everything went right in the gloaming, but that was pretty much expected. And I expect him to win again. Castle Vecchio, the one. When he won the Champion Stakes as a two-year-old, you always thought this would be his target or one of his targets in the spring. And he's turned up here. He just hasn't got here the way I thought he'd get here. He's obviously tried to catch the bigger fish early, and that hasn't worked out. So I just think when you look at these two horses, and one's had the perfect prep, and one's had a bit of a strange sort of way to get here, I want to stick with Shadow Hero. So that's why I'm going 2 to beat 1. Number 4, Quick Thinker. Probably would have preferred a bit more rain, and he still may get it by this stage of the day. Hopefully not. But he was a very good winner in the Ming Dynasty on a heavy. And the three Just Thinking. Well, the blinkers first time, as I said earlier, it can make a huge difference. Maybe not so much in this horse's case, but maybe it will. So he's a chance out in front. 2-1, 4-3.
2-1, 4-3 for Paul in the big group one. At the moment, the radar looking clear. There is rain again forming outwards of Wollongong, but it looks like it's moving inland again. So at the moment, around Sydney off the weather radar, it's looking quite clear. Race 8, a lot of interest. The first three here can get an automatic start in the $7.5 million Golden Eagle on November 2. This one, Glenn's called the Silver Eagle.
Yeah, worth $500,000, this set weights and penalties for the four-year-olds. Of course, the Golden Eagle is a four-year-old event to be run on the 2nd of November at Rosehill Gardens, which will be the next time we go back to Rosehill after being here at Royal Randwick. Okay, let's have a look at the market here, where Zusane was as much as 34, very early, now 26. Caesar steady at 13. The Inevitable went 270 out to 310. It's back into 3. Military Zone at 950. Behemoth has been 15 out to 17. Jonker, 51 into 41. Kappa Jack is 14, 13, now 11. Legend of Condor went 81 to 101, back to 81. Buffalo River 9 to 950, Mizzy 6 to 650, Forsika steady at 460, and Madame Rouge 61, just into 51, but she's been 51 basically all morning now. This morning, the most popular runner is the Taswegian Visitor, the Inevitable, in front of Forsika. Then Kappa Jack, very, very popular, and they are the three standout top picks so far today.
Yeah, good speed in the Silver Eagle. I think you'll look at Mizzy working across to try and lead Buffalo River right there. Zusane, blinkers first time. I think he'll be up on pace today. And Fazika, she'll be utilising that lovely gate and punching through to keep the leaders right in range. I'm going 11-3, 10-7. I'm a big fan of Fazika. I find it hard not to be. She's had four starts for three wins and a very unlucky second in the Scirocco Stakes behind Mizzy, where she was wide-facing the breeze throughout first up. So you'd think she'd turn the tables on Mizzy here, given the much better gate today. And I'm leaning her way on top. To beat the three, the Inevitable. Can't wait to see this Tasmanian go around this afternoon. He's got a bit of X factor about him, a terrific strike rate. He comes off that booming win at Moonee Valley last start. And obviously he's here for the Golden Eagle, and he'll be staking his claim there this afternoon. Number 10, Mizzy. She just keeps flying under the radar. She's the best weighted horse in this race. Under the set weights and penalty scale, and she's coming off three wins. Yet you're still going to get a price about her if you want to back her today. And number 7, Kappa Jack. I marked him as the X-Factor horse, and the betting agrees. There's been a lot of money around for him this morning, and I would suspect that is due to the fact that we're looking like we're going to keep a good four track, because I'd say that was the big query with him. And now that that may not be the case, he's all of a sudden a knockout chance. 11-3, 10-7 in the Silver Eagle.
The last race is the Drink Wiser Benchmark 78 race. The scratchings are 5, 11, 13 and 15.
When we get to the runner here, we have a new favourite in the last race. We're starting with Black Magnum at $4.80. Poised to Strike, $7.50 out to 8. Agent Pippa, $11.12, now 13. Ron Star, $14.15, now 16. Traumatised, $8 in to $4.60, the new favourite in the last race here. Miss Invincible, $4.40 out to 5. Invictus Salute, 6 out to 8. Bombarding, 23 to 26. November Man, 12 out to 14, back to 12. Tassara, 61 out to 81. And the other runner is Ballistica. Has been 8, 8.50, now 9. Best supported runner here is Traumatized. That's a significant move. $8, $6, now $4.60. Even the 6 to 4.60 since we did the race, and we did the race, 90 minutes ago. I wouldn't say it had the most money on it today, but that's the most significant move of the day.
Yeah, and there's just so much speed in this race that it sort of suits a back marker, and punters have sort of latched onto Traumatised. I think you've got Black Magnum, you've got Agent Pippa, you've got Ron Star, Miss Invincible, Invictus Salute, Bombarding. I mean, they're all just speed horses when you go down the sheet here. I've gone 2, 8, 1, and 10. I think Poised to Strike's a horse that'll just sit back off the speed. He's first up today. He's had two trials in Sydney. I've liked both of them. Outstanding first up figures. And he is a Group 3 place getter. So I think he's well placed in a benchmark 78 with the claim, especially with the race run to suit. Number 8, Invicta Salute. She's just a mare that I always like. She puts herself up there. She fights hard. She handles all going. She's had a couple of trials, and she went out for a break, a winner here at Randwick. The one, Black Magnum, Barrier 1. He's finally got a good gait after drawing 12 or 13 their last start and doing it tough behind California Zimbol. So with the claim and Barrier 1, I've got him right in the mix. And number 10 goes in for 4th November Man. He's the horse that I pegged that would just relish this fast tempo up front and get the last shot at them. So 2, 8, 1 and 10 for me in the last.
Righto, they're the 9 races. How are you going to play it, best and value?
Well, I'm a massive fan of Shadow Hero, so I'm not going to jump off there. And we're going to get close to sort of $1.90, I'd imagine. So race 7, number 2, Shadow Hero to win the Spring Champion Stakes. And the best value bet is still floating around good each way odds. Race 2, number 5, Aliferous. I just think she may be able to upset the favourite there, so I've marked her the best value bet of the day.
Righto, race 2, number 5. Glenn, a little bit of value there for Paul Joyce's and his best. Can you recap your spring champion numbers, Paul, in race 7?
Yeah, I can, Andrew. 2, 1, 4, 3. So 2, 1, 4 and 3 there.
In the big group one. All right, mate, we'll hear from you after each of the stakes races. So it starts with the Stan Fox right through to the Silver Eagle with the build-up or the immediate analysis straight after each race. So looking forward to hearing that right through the day. At this stage, Paul, the sun's out and everyone's enjoying it.
They are indeed, Andrew, and I'll just...
The quaddy.
Numbers,
yes.
Only because there's one from our podcast.
Righto. I've forgot that 2 weeks in a row. How dare I forget the Paul Joyce cheapie?
I think we got it last week, too. I think we might have got it. Anyway, we'll try and get it this week. So the first leg, 8-2-1-3. Second leg, numbers 2 and 1. The third leg, 11-3-10-7. And the last leg, I reckon it's the hardest, 2-8-1-10-6. So we've got 5 runners there in the last 160 combination. So $16 gets us 10%. You've got $4 left over, so you can do whatever you want to do with $4 these days. But that's the quaddy numbers. Let's hope we can hit it today. $750,000 projected pool. I like the sound of that.
Good on you. Thanks, Paul. We'll hear from you in the afternoon.
Thanks, guys.